This is Dr. Olivero, dictated on November the 1st, 2022. The name of the patient is Martha Fouse, F-O-U-S-E, Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A. This is a clinical case of a 81-year-old white female that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. We think that this CKD is related to cardiorenal syndrome, the compensation of the atrial fibrillation that has been with fast ventricular response, and history of nephrolithiasis in the past. Period. This patient has interstitial nephritis secondary to nephrolithiasis associated to bariatric surgery, ROUX-EN-Y gastric bypass, period. The patient sustained a fall in which there was a fracture of the second cervical vertebrae and the fibula in the left knee. The patient is wheelchair bound with a cervical collar, special for those kind of situations where there is fracture of the cervical. And she's supposed to be with this hardware and immobilization for 4 more weeks, period. We noticed in the laboratory workup that was done on October the 25th of 2022 that the serum creatinine went up to 2.14, the BUN of 33, glucose 106, potassium 5.2, sodium 141, chloride 107, CO2 23. Albumin 3.7, total protein 6.9. Period. This deterioration of the kidney function is related to whatever is going on after the fall. Period. Number two, the patient has history of nephrolithiasis that has not been symptomatic. Number three, the patient has had episodes of urinary tract infection that has been treated with the administration of Cipro successfully. The dose of Cipro was adjusted according to the level of kidney function. Following number hypothyroidism with a TSH of 11.1, which is elevated, the patient is taking 75 micrograms of levothyroxine daily. We are going to increase to 0.88 and repeat the TSH. Following number, osteoporosis. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without exacerbation. Following number, a thyroid nodule that is followed by endocrinology. Taking into consideration what is going on, the blood pressure today was 90 over 60. Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, gave her 60 milligrams of diltiazem Q 12 hours in combination with amiodarone. Period. The amiodarone level is satisfactory. However, the patient with the 90 over 60 is going to be very symptomatic. We are advising her to take 30 milligrams if the systolic blood pressure is above 120. In other words, the patient has to check the blood pressure before she takes the diltiazem. She has evaluation with the with the cardiologist next week. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the chart in the face-to-face in presence of the daughter that came from Chicago to take care of her, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.